and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Our judges are as honest as other men, and not more so. They have with others the same passions for the party, for power, for the privilege of the corporations. Their power is the more dangerous as they are in office for life and not responsible, as the other functionaries are, to the elective control. The Constitution has erected no such single tribunal, knowing that, to whatever hands confided, with the corruptions of time and party, its members would become despots. It has more wisely made all departments co-equal and co-sovereign within themselves. In a letter to Samuel Kercheval, Jefferson put his faith in the people, not the courts or the wealthy. "I am not among those who fear the people. They, and not the rich, are our dependents for continued freedom. We must make our election between economy and liberty, or profusion and servitude. Otherwise, as the people of England are, our people, like them, must come to labor 16 hours in the 24, and the 16th being insufficient to afford us bread, we must live, as they now do, on oatmeal and potatoes, have no time to think, no means of calling the mismanagers to account, but be glad to obtain subsistence by hiring ourselves to rivet their chains on the necks of our fellow sufferers."